You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Hey, you're listening to A Face for Radio on CITR. Hey, you're listening to A Face for Radio on CITR. Right, a couple more. Hey, you're listening to A Face for Radio on CITR. Wait, should I do one more that's more varied? Hey, you're listening to A Face for Radio on CITR. Hey, you're listening... Oh, ready?
Yeah.
Hey, you're... Okay. All right, I'm going to start in 3, 2, 1. Hey, you're listening to A Face for Radio on CITR.
Tired of the gender binary, gender policing, or just want to speak your truth?
Join CITR's Gender Empowerment Collective.
This group of radio makers is all about centering the voices, issues, concerns, and experiences of women-identified, transgender, intersex, two-spirit, genderqueer, gender non-conforming, non-binary, and gender-fluid folks and allies.
Anyone can join, no experience necessary.
Like the Gender Empowerment Collective on Facebook or email volunteer at citr.ca.
Our show, Babe Waves, airs Thursdays from 5 to 6 and features music, interviews, events, news, commentary, basically anything we care to talk about.
So, thank you.
See you then.
Musqueam 101 is a community meal and speaker series that brings together the knowledge of two communities, Musqueam and UBC. It provides an opportunity for Musqueam community members to meet educators and participate in the academic culture of UBC.
The night begins with a catered meal and then a guest speaker presents on a subject relevant to the community at Musqueam, or First Nations more generally. Each presentation is followed by a group question period and discussion of the week's topic.
Musqueam 101 is offered from early September to early April. We meet weekly on Wednesday nights at the band office lower boardroom.
For more information, visit www.musqueam.bc.ca/events.
All right. Hello. You are listening to A Face for Radio. I'm your host, Eric Coates, and we are broadcasting live on CITR 101.9 FM on the unceded Musqueam territory, Vancouver, BC, and on the UBC campus. Welcome. It's a beautiful, chilly day outside. I think this is the coldest stretch I can remember since living in Vancouver. So we've got a music show for you today, and I'm just going to put it out there from the start that contrary to many other shows on CITR or places that you frequent in your day-to-day life, I will not be playing Christmas music this year. I played did a Christmas music show last year. Before that, I did All You Want for Christmas is Halloween. All I Want for Christmas is Halloween show, which I just played songs about Halloween on Christmas, and I just don't want to engage. And I think all of you are probably, you know, can get your fill of Christmas music elsewhere. So this week I'm going to be playing a mix of some big hits from the year, some of my favorite songs and albums from the year, along with a few new things that I've just gotten to know. So that's the idea for the show today. We're going to get it started off with the song Groove to the Beat by Ken Booth, off of the album called Groove to the Beat as well. And I just listened to the song for the first time yesterday because it was in the movie Maggie's Plan, which I watched last night, which is a really good movie. I enjoyed it quite a bit. I thought it was very good. And it was directed by Rebecca Miller and written by her as well. And I didn't know this, but she is married to Daniel Day-Lewis and the daughter of Arthur Miller. So a couple fun facts there about the writer and director of Maggie's Plan. So this is a song, Groove to the Beat. And also, I'm going to play this because I think in North America, ska and reggae and rocksteady, especially the music in these genres of the 60s, and I think until recently too, dub was in a similar place where it was not well viewed. It still isn't, I think, you know, because of the whole ska core movement in the 90s, which produced so much terrible music that was so incredibly popular in North America for a period in the 90s that everyone just sort of hates it. And it's not popular. It's not really, I don't think, understood. I know that in the UK, it's a lot more famous, more well-established there. Same with in other parts of the world. So here I'm trying to do my part to get us to Groove to the Beat. All right, this is that song, Groove to the Beat by Ken Booth. Enjoy.
Smile, oh, and give down. It's nothing to me. It's nothing to see. If I'll never see the English evergreens I'm running to, it's nothing to me. It's nothing to see. I'm dying to push their backs against the grain and fool them all again and again. I'm trying to. We bitches tear our magazines, those oligarchs with foaming mouths call now and then. Don't believe for just one second I'm forgetting you. I'm trying to. I'm dying to. Dollar days, survival sex, honor stretching tails to necks. I'm falling down. It's nothing to me. It's nothing to see. If I'll never see the English evergreens I'm running to, it's nothing to me. It's nothing to see. I'm dying too.
We're back. This is A Face for Radio. I'm your host, Derek Coates. And so far, we've listened to a few songs, and I'm going to tell you what they were. We kicked it off with the song Groove to the Beat by Ken Booth, followed it up with the song Dollar Days by David Bowie off of his final album, Black Star, which came out at the beginning of this year. And then we listened to the song The Magician by Andy Schauf off of his album that also came out this year called The Party. And Andy Schauf, I think that's how you pronounce his name, is from Regina, Saskatchewan, which is pretty cool, I think, because I don't know any other musicians from Regina, Saskatchewan. And I think that's the only song I've heard by him so far, but I think it's a great song. And I only found out about him because I was at a friend's place recently, and they had the insert from his album up on their wall. And the insert, the picture, looked very much like the picture of the insert from Randy Newman's album Sail Away, which I have in my bedroom. And it's both this sort of sepia tone, almost black and white picture of just one person alone in a giant studio, except in Randy Newman's, it's Randy Newman at the piano, and in Andy Schauf's, it's him with a guitar. So there you go. All right, we're going to keep the show rolling here, and I'm going to play a few more songs by some bands that I've been listening to a lot throughout the year. Up next, we've got the band Whitney with the song Dave's Song. Enjoy.
Change. saved. Take me in your heart again, and I know how to keep you hung up, but I won't do it again. Oh, I know, I wish you were my friend.
Thinking back to last night's fight, regret. Call it a line we've drawn, a line of understanding that we can sleep on well enough for tonight. You may dream out of tune, but we'll be living not alone. There's room in our home for a little disquiet. Do you often think of what you left behind? Dating back to your first flame, still yours. Dream out of tune, but we'll be living not alone. There's room in our home for a little disquiet, a little time on a long weekend is all it takes to reset the
Become a CITR member and make some new friends.
Members get discounts around Commercial Drive and beyond at Pandora's Box Rehearsal Studio, Bomber Brewing, Storm Crow Tavern, People's Co-op Bookstore, Mintage, High Life Records and Music, Bone Rattle Music Limited, JQ Clothing Limited, The Rio Theater, the Vancouver Music Gallery, North Van, and Tapestry Music Limited in White Rock.
What would we do without our friends?
Best friends. you've been troubled, you've been broke, you've been hungry, no job, no money. The one you love has deserted you. That makes you blue.
Got the blues? Just want to hear some blues? Tune in every Saturday afternoon from 3 to 5 for Code Blue. Right here on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, www.citr.ca. Code Blue.
Here's how he feels about it. Blues ain't nothing but a man, good man feeling bad, no how. That's all that is.
That's all that is, and all that this is A Face for Radio. All right, we just listened to a couple songs. First, we listened to the song Dave's Song by Whitney off their album Light Upon the Lake. And after that, we listened to the song Long Weekend by Rebecca Schiffman off her self-titled album, which whoever tracked the album at CITR added the very important fun fact that apparently Schiff in German means ship. There you go. All right, we've got more songs coming up. But first, I mentioned that I watched the movie Maggie's Plan, which was a good movie. I also watched a bad movie this week. I went to the Nick Cave movie Once More with Feeling, or One More Time with Feeling, on Monday, and it was a very bad movie overall. There's probably like a solid 30 minutes of it that were good. But it was just visually very pretentious and just way too grandiose. The actual parts of it that were like a documentary where Nick Cave was talking, or his wife, or it was just, or Warren Ellis, or they were just, you know, preparing for recording, that part was good. But it was just too much of it was just sweeping shots, and it was a little ridiculous. So I would recommend, instead of watching that movie, you listen to the album, because the album's very good. All right. I guess that's all I have to say about that. Also watched recently Manchester by the Sea and Moonlight, both of which were great movies, and I highly recommend going to see both of them. After I watched Moonlight, I went for a drive around the city. I watched it by myself, not last Friday, but the Friday before. And I was ready to go home and hit the hay yet. So I was, you know, I thought, you know what, let's just listen to music and drive around and try and go somewhere that you haven't gone in the city. So I went east and tried to stay as close to the harbor as I could, because I've never gone to the port, which is, if you think about it, like, really the reason that Vancouver exists as a city is because of the port. I mean, it's expanded beyond that now, so it has other reasons for existence, but really that's like the principal, or was, still is a main industry here. But it's not, like, I don't think about the port or the fact that there is a giant port here that exists that employs hundreds, probably thousands of people. We have tons and tons of goods coming in and going out all the time. And all that really registers are the oil tankers, or I guess just the tankers in general that sort of hang out in the Burrard Inlet. Anyway, so I ended up going down Wall Street, which I didn't even know Vancouver had a Wall Street, but we do. And it was very pretty. It was a very different part of Vancouver. I don't know. I feel like I get, and I think I guess probably a lot of people get stuck going to the same areas that they always go to and assume that that is the entire city. But really, there's so much more. It's like whenever I happen to be in South Vancouver, it's always a shock because it feels so completely different than the West End. and I'm just so rarely there. But that's like the majority of Vancouver. So where the majority of people in Vancouver live. Anyways. And so that the point being is like that to them is Vancouver, just as to me, my image of the beach or the ocean is around English Bay. But I guess for all the people who live around Wall Street, is that image of the port. So for them, the port's always in their mind. Anyways, you should go for a drive down there. It ends at New Brighton Park. I went all the way there. All right, so we've got some more tunes coming up. First off, we're going with the song Humans by the band Big Thief off of their album Masterpiece. Enjoy.
I'm so sick of filling the tried hard enough to like it. I haven't seen enough of this world yet. But it hurts, it hurts, it hurts, it hurts to stop your whining shy again. No one wants to cause you pain. They're just trying to let some air in, but you hold. Took me a long time to figure out I don't know what.
All right, we are back. The show is Face for Radio. I'm your host, Eric Coates, and I'm joined by the lovely Eleanor Waring here in the studio. What's up?
I'm lounging.
You're lounging?
I am. I got my feet up. I'm leaned back. Very comfortable.
You look comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
I like the whole look, too.
Thanks.
The outfit.
Thank you.
All right. We're going to rail off what we listened to and then chat mm-hmm. a little bit. So we listened to Big Thief, the song Humans off their album Masterpiece, and then Car Seat Headrest with the song Fill in the Blank, their album Teens of Denial, which Eleanor mentioned, and I agree is one of the just a horrible band name, mm-hmm. but a surprisingly good band.
It's very rare that that happens. And you know, yeah. it really took someone pushing them on me for me to listen, because normally with a band name that I hate, I'm like, I won't like this music.
Yeah, no, well, that's funny, because actually a band that the first band we're going to play after this is called Gorky's Zygotic Monkey. So it's a horrible band name. It's terrible.
It's really hard to say. It sounds like they're just trying to be weird.
Yeah.
Like really hard though.
Yeah. Yeah. I read they're Welsh, and apparently a Gorky is like a doofus in Wales. A zygotic, like a zygote. And then Minky is the Welsh spelling of monkey. So it's monkey. And this is what a horrible band name.
You know. Yeah.
But they're a great band. They're probably the band I've listened to the most yeah. lately.
Don't judge a book by its cover. Don't judge a band by its name.
Words of wisdom yeah. in this holiday season. That's what we need to think about. All right. And then we listened to the band Late Spring with the song Jelly off their album Invisible. What music have you been listening to, Eleanor?
I've been listening to so much Waze Blood.
Okay, I've only listened to a couple songs.
Look,
they're pretty good.
Eric, you will love it. Yeah. It is, I would describe it. I was listening to it in my kitchen the other day. My roommate came in who loves music, but doesn't spend as much time thinking about it as I do. Let's leave it at that. And she was like, are you listening to Enya? And I was like, you know what? This kind of does sound like Enya. It sounds like Enya crossed with Angel Olsen crossed with Joni Mitchell.
Wow.
It's really good. So definitely check it out. The album is called Front Row Seat to Earth. So okay. I've been listening to a lot of that. And I also discovered that Brave Radar, my favorite Canadian band right now from yeah. Montreal, have an album that came out in November on OSR tapes.
Oh, cool.
And they just had, I was shocked when I learned that it had been a whole month and I hadn't heard this.
Yeah.
But it's really good.
Yeah, it's nerve-wracking. It must have been like all those people who love Radiohead that didn't realize that they released a new album this year until the
exactly.
year Endless came
exactly
out.
Exactly the same thing.
Yeah.
You know? Oh, yeah. But definitely listen to the Waze Blood. I would highly, highly recommend it for any fans of Angel Olsen or good music.
So what do you think of Angel's new album? I've been meaning to ask you about that
really?
For a
it
while.
Came out in September.
I know. Because I remember, and I was like, I'm going to ask you, but then I forgot, and then it was like a month had mm-hmm. passed, and it didn't come up.
Oh, I think it's incredible. I think it's like definitely like top three releases this year for me. She just, it's like different from her other stuff. She's progressing as a musician. She is testing her limits and changing her voice and trying new styles. But also it's very, like the lyricism is very true to her, what I consider her style to be, you know? Like it's quite honest
yeah.
and open, but like gut-wrenching. Yeah. You know?
I couldn't agree more.
And it sounds like she's also like done a bit of maturing. Like her earlier stuff was a bit more like, I'm sad and I'm going to let myself wallow. And this is like, I'm sad, but also you need to grow up and pay attention to me because I don't have time for your BS anymore.
Yeah, that's a
Maybe?
Good description.
I
think
know.
So. No, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Also sort of like some of her more philosophical tangents, you know, have gotten reined in
mm-hmm.
a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Which is it's good, I think,
mm-hmm.
overall. And also she's like directing her music videos.
Yeah.
And they're all great.
Yeah. Oh, it's fantastic. Yeah, no, I love it. I can't wait to see her perform it live when she inevitably will come back. She must.
Yeah, she has to.
She will.
Yeah. All right. Sweet. I have three songs left to play, so we've got to call it quits. Thank you, Eleanor.
Thanks for having me.
It was a pleasure. Going back to the old days.
Oh, gee.
All right. This is Gorky Zygotic Monkey with the song Hush the Warmth. Enjoy.
See this, I can't figure tell me, do I have a glass eyelid? Oh, can you tell me, do I have a glass forehead? Oh, can you tell me why I feel this way? Oh, can you tell me what it feels like to be misread? I know you don't trust me. I got some things I need to tell you anyway. Sometimes I can hardly believe the way you don't believe me when I say I want you to trust, 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 trust me. Want you to trust, 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 trust me. I need to trust, 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 trust me. Come on and trust, trust, just trust.
All right, that was the song Trust by Nap Eyes out of Halifax. That was one of my favorite albums of the year, Thought Rockfish Scale. And before that, we listened to Gorky Zygotic Monkey with the song Hush the Warmth off their album Gorky 5, which is a great album from 1998, I believe. And I have been listening to that band a ton lately. All right, that's been the show. Rocket from Russia is up next. We've got one last song. It's From the Stars. It's by Aura Kogan off of her album Shadowland. I hope you enjoy. Thanks for tuning in. I'll be back next week with some more just regular tunes. And as I said, Rock from Russia is up next. Thank you to Eleanor for stopping by and chatting. Enjoy.